The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from Consumer Reports, as we have a problem with the Reader's Digest. Unfortunately, we don't have a sponsor for this month's program, but if you have any questions or would like to become a sponsor, please give our office a call at 919-832-5138. And let me explain what's going to happen. Thanks to the wonderful Postal Service, I believe, or possibly even the Reader's Digest in this case, the Reader's Digest, unfortunately, only does 10 issues a year, and we already ran through the December-January issue, so we ran out of material from the Reader's Digest. However, we do have Consumer Reports, but as I was mentioning, the Postal Service managed to not deliver my January Consumer Reports. But after contacting them and complaining loudly, I am able to do it on my iPad. However, I haven't done this before, so we may have a few snags along the way. So please forgive me if something happens and things get a little weird. But anyway, let's start off with Making Colds Less Costly, which is from Marta Teledotto, who is the president and CEO of Consumer Reports. When you catch a common cold, it turns out that the virus slowing you down could be different from the one causing your daughter's sniffles, your coworker's cough, or your neighbor's congestion. That's because what we call the common cold is actually a catch-all term describing more than 200 different viruses that can lead to similar symptoms. And as many different strains of cold and flu as there may be just as many popular treatments, from extra-strength medicines to herbal supplements to chicken soup, some of which work much more effectively than others. In 2016, Americans shelled out an estimated $5.8 billion to treat their cold and flu symptoms, a hefty price tag for such seemingly simple ailments. This month, we're helping you get relief you need with advice on steps to take when symptoms arise, a buying guide to help you navigate the drugstore, and evidence on which home remedies really work. We'll break down the best active ingredients to tackle every symptom, so you no longer have to wonder whether it's dextromethorphan or phenethylamine, or is it fexofenadine that's right for you. Our secret shoppers have been navigating cold and flu aisles across the country to bring you the latest on how to get the best bang for your buck. CR is bringing all that and more to you this month because while the cold may be common, knowledge you can trust isn't always common enough. And these building a better world together, removing dangerous furniture. A 2-year-old boy from California died after an unsecured IKEA dresser fell on him. He was the 8th child reported to have died in a tip-over accident involving an IKEA dresser, and the first death since the company recalled 29 million dressers, including certain mall models, for tip-over houses in June 2016. The tragedy raises renewed concern about the effectiveness of the IKEA recall. The California boy's family was reportedly unaware of the cited danger, and IKEA's response to requests for recall data suggests that the overwhelming majority of the dangerous dressers are still in homes. In 2016, we urged IKEA to recall the dressers, pointing to previous deaths. We also called on the company to release its product safety records in the interest of transparency. With the latest report of a child fatality, we feel strongly that IKEA should invest more resources into publicizing the recall so that consumers can take action. The company should promote the dangers posed by the dressers with the same effort it put into marketing the product in the first place. IKEA's competitor also needs to take note. All dressers should be designed to remain upright when young children pull on them, push them, or step on open drawers, regardless of whether the bureau has been anchored to the wall. Currently, the industry has a voluntary safety standard for these type of products, and we believe that guidelines should be strengthened without delay. If the furniture industry fails to strengthen the standard in key ways, Congress should require it to do so. What you can do, if you own an IKEA dresser, call 866-856-4532 or go to IKEA.com to see whether it has been recalled. We encourage people to immediately anchor the dresser to the wall with a free kit from IKEA. Have IKEA anchor it for you at no charge, or return it and get a refund. Protecting fraud victims. What's at stake? Millions of consumers were adversely affected by the Wells Fargo fraudulent account scandal, where bank employees used personal information tied to existing accounts to open new ones without the consent of consumers. To make matters worse, the bank is now trying to enforce mandatory arbitration clauses within customer contracts that prevent victims from seeking justice through the legal system. To ensure that the defendant frauded aren't hurt by these anti-consumer policies, the California State Legislature passed a bill in September that eliminates the use of mandatory arbitration clauses on contracts that were fraudulently created by financial institutions. Consumer Reports advocated for and helped push this bill over the finish line, even providing technical support on the law's language. Our take? Anyone wronged by Wells Fargo or any other bad actor who attempts this kind of wrongdoing should have to answer to its customers in a court of law. That's why we're also supporting the Federal Justice for Victims of Fraud Act, sponsored by Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat, Ohio, and Representative Brad Sherman, Democrat of California. Building on the California victory, this new proposal would prevent Wells Fargo from applying this mandatory arbitration clause against all consumers, no matter what state they live in. What you can do is go to congress.gov to contact your lawmakers and urge them to support the Justice for Victims of Fraud Act, because there is no place for industry protection in fraudulent contracts. Controlling drug prices. What's at stake? To battle skyrocketing pharmaceutical prices, California recently enacted the most comprehensive drug price transparency law in the nation. The law, called SB 17, requires drug makers to publicly report and justify planned price hikes to state agencies and insurers. Californians have a right to know why their medical costs are out of control, especially when pharmaceutical profits are soaring, said Governor Jerry Brown. This measure is a step toward bringing truth to a very important part of our lives. That is the cost of prescription drugs. Consumer Reports was a strong supporter of the bill, and advocates wrote letter, met with lawmakers, and helped mobilize activists, all in an attempt to shine light on the outrageous price hikes plaguing our healthcare system and consumers. As we seek to educate and encourage other states to adopt similar legislation, find out how you can lower your drug costs by reading our investigation, Is There a Cure for High Drug Prices, at cr.org/drugcost0118, or the August 26, 2016 issue of the magazine. Pardon me for the pause there, but as I thought I might, I did have a little trouble with my iPad trying to get it to turn the page. Anyway, your feedback. In our November 2017 Eat Smarter, Eat Healthier cover story, we served up clarity about conflicting nutrition news concerning sugar, salt, fat, and gluten. We read that. Readers, in turn, shared a buffet of health tips and comments. To join the conversation, go to cr.org/eatsmart0118. Thank you very much for the Eat Smart, Eat Healthier article. As a health fitness coach, my focus is making sure people feel empowered to make smart choices. By having this information available, I can pass it along to others. Obesity in America is a serious concern, so thank you for doing your part to help people be healthy. Out of April Payne, Pasco, Washington. Your report on sugar, the gateway to weight gain, left out one excellent national sweetener, 100% pure maple syrup. It is excellent because it has lower glycemic index than pure honey and much lower than table sugar. It also contains higher levels of beneficial nutrients, antioxidants, and phytochemicals than white table sugar, for example. We love to add some pure maple syrup to unsweetened yogurt. Stu Berg, Ithaca, New York. Editor's note, maple syrup does have some nutrients, but it all counts towards your added sugars intake. A quarter cup supplies 62% of your daily riboflavin requirement, about 9% of calcium, 8% of zinc, and 5% of potassium. But it also has about 200 calories and 50 grams of sugar, more than a 12-ounce can of soda, and you can get those nutrients from other foods. A drizzle on yogurt is fine, but like all added sugars, keeping it to a minimum is best. I was very pleased to see much of the deception in our food industry addressed in your cover story. I only wish it also discussed grass-fed meats and dairy. A distinction should be made between factory farm-raised meat and grass-fed meat. Saturated fat in these sources is not created equal. We recommend choosing grass-fed meat and dairy products when possible. They are lower in total fat than those from grain-fed cattle, and the mix of fats they contain may be healthier. Grass-fed has more healthful ratio of omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids to omega-3s. Too much omega-6 fats in your diet can cause inflammation, but omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. More of the saturated fat in grass-fed is stearic acid, a type of fatty acid that doesn't raise blood cholesterol. Eating grass is also better for the cows. Grazing is a natural behavior, and cows that don't eat grain are less likely to suffer from gastrointestinal problems. These benefits come into play, however, only if the animals are 100% grass-fed. Look for products with seals such as the American Grass-Fed or the PCO-certified 100% grass-fed to ensure that the claim was verified. You suggest the consumption of fiber to lower blood pressure and cholesterol, but you fail to distinguish between soluble and insoluble fiber. Only the soluble form helps lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels. It also helps control diabetes. Martin Coward, New Rochelle, New York. Editor's note, the term fiber actually applies to a number of different substances that are categorized as soluble and insoluble. But rather than focus on a specific type, it's best to eat a variety of fiber-rich food. Soluble fiber has been linked to lower cholesterol levels, but getting enough fiber in any form has been linked to lower blood pressure and a lower risk of heart disease overall. And although certain foods, such as oats, are higher in soluble fiber than others, most fiber-containing foods have a mix of soluble and insoluble type. Getting rid of rodents. I read with some amusement the story of rodents chewing through the wiring in a person's car, and suggestions on how to handle it. You forgot the oldest way to handle rodents. Get a cat. Think of it as going green with a fur coat and doing your bit to make a cat happy. Scott Campbell, Harvest, Alabama. Regarding rodents chewing through the car wire, remember your auto insurance should cover repairs. When rodents cause more than $2,000 damage to our Toyota Prius's wiring, our comprehensive coverage paid for all repairs less our $50 deductible. Kirk Miller, Richardson, Texas. Oh, that's right next door to where my daughter lives. I live in a semi-rural area of Arizona. It is common knowledge that a vehicle left outside will eventually have visitors from the order Rodentia. They will gnaw through any exposed wiring. Taping should work, but it could be expensive, and it's difficult to cover every wire. To thwart these animals, most people here will leave a bright light, white, under the head front of the vehicle. The animals are mostly nocturnal and avoid light that could expose them to predators. Gordon Reeder, Sedona, Arizona. Well, that's, I never knew that. That's interesting. Clearing the air. In November 2017, Clearing the Air article, it said to clean range hood filters at least every 3 months. Since I clean mine about every 3 years, I thought I'd better hop to it. As I was dutifully standing over the kitchen sink scrubbing them, my husband walked past and said that what I was doing would really help the outside air to be cleaner, since the fan sucks up air it is vented outside. So why is it important to clean these filters? By the way, they do look nicer. Diane Grant, Concord, California. Your chore did a lot more good than your husband may realize. If you don't clean your range hood filters, they can't perform their primary function, evacuating particle matter from cooking, which means more of it will collect inside. And these particles are major irritants, especially for allergy sufferers. Letting grease build up in range hood filters is also a fire hazard. In favor of air frying. In Countertop Intelligence, November 2017, not mentioned was a real advantage of air fryers is that they greatly reduce the amount of minuscule oil deposits emitted as compared with traditional stovetop frying. We no longer fry on the stovetop to reduce grease buildup on the walls and glass. Michelle Carroll from New Orleans. Editor's note, indeed, an air fryer cuts down on oil splatter and even eliminates it entirely. These appliances don't use oil as a heating medium. Rather, very hot air circulates in the closed air frying chamber for a process that's more like convection roasting than deep frying. A kitchen that's not covered in oil droplets is just one more reason appliances appeal. Upgrading to 4K TV. I enjoyed your November 2017 article titled, Welcome to Wow TV. My curiosity arises in your rating for a TV's viewing angle. What constitutes an excellent score from your testers? Our viewing room requires a wide viewing angle. Do any of the new sets come close to our 50-inch Panasonic plasma set? If you move off-center of these new sets, the picture begins to wash out. With our plasma, you can move almost to the side of the screen and keep a clear picture. I wish these new sets could overcome this situation. Chuck O'Connor, Aiken, South Carolina. Editor's note. So you're a fan of plasma TV, join the club. Many of us were sorry to see them go. As you note, a TV's picture can degrade as you move off-center. so having a wide viewing angle is important when your seats are scattered around the room. The only sets in our ratings with excellent marks on the factors are the OLEDs. They have unlimited viewing angles, meaning the clarity, color, and contrast all hold up no matter how far you move to the side or up or down. These TVs make the best plasma replacements, and they sit at the top of our ratings. Note that OLEDs are expensive, starting at around $2,000 for a 55-inch model. But at this time of year, you can often find a good deal. Stay tuned for more TV coverage at our February issue. Retailers will be happy to deliver your TV to you, but keep in mind that you are on your own when it's time to retire it. It is becoming very difficult to get rid of an old TV. In my locality, they have a once-a-month service where you need to drive many miles and deliver the set, paying according to the weight of the unit, starting at $30. Jay Lewis in Pittsburgh. Editor's note. It's also worth researching recycling options. For a small fee, certain retailers can help. Best Buy, for example, charges $15 to haul off your old TV when it delivers a replacement, and it offers for a fee some drop-off and pick-up recycling options. Some brands also have recycling programs. LG, for example, lets you drop off or mail in an old TV when you buy a new LG set. Driven to distraction. In road tests, you push for new safety features as necessary, and then recommend a car with touchscreens, which I think makes the car as unsafe as a drunk driver. Why have you pushed safety for years? Now, how can you recommend a car that forces a driver to take his eyes off the road to perform a simple task? Peter Smithen of Burlington, Vermont. Editor's note. When we evaluate CR, distracting, complicated controls, hurt vehicles ratings that could prevent a recommendation, and some infotainment systems are more distracting than others. For more on this, see our article, Driving While Distracted, in this issue, which we'll be reading later. But a well-designed screen can be better than, say, a smartphone or even a paper map, because anything that takes your mind off the eyes of the road for a significant amount of time could be dangerous. Insights. Ask our experts. Almost every winter I lose a tire to potholes. Is there anything I can do to ease the hassle and expense of this? Road Hazard Insurance, a warranty you can purchase with your tires, will repair or replace tires damaged on the road. It's probably a smart idea, says Gene Peterson, the tire program manager for CR. Some retailers offer it for free, some don't. So shop around and be sure to ask if there are mileage or time limits, Peterson says. You can also consider getting run-flat tires, which can safely operate for about 50 miles even if punctured, thanks to thick, stiff sidewalls that can support the load of a car, even when they're out of air. This can help drivers continue on to a service station or a final destination, thus saving the cost of being towed. But there are limited choices for replacing damaged or worn-out run-flat tires. And also, I'll mention, they are expensive, but they are nice. I see airport signs for TSA PreCheck, Global Entry, and Clear. What are these? If you're a frequent traveler, one or more of these services can be useful, says William McGee, CR's aviation advisor, but you probably don't need all three. TSA PreCheck can reduce hassle at airport security. You won't need to take off your shoes, and your laptop stays in its case. It costs $85 for a 5-year membership and can be used for domestic or international travel originating in the U.S. The TSA reports that in September 2017, 96% of PreCheck passengers waited less than 5 minutes. U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents can apply online at tsa.gov/precheck and schedule a visit to an enrollment center. For international travels, a better option may be the Global Entry, which includes PreCheck but also provides expedited service through U.S. Customs and Immigration. It costs $100, just $15 more than PreCheck by itself for a 5-year period. U.S. citizens and lawful residents can apply at cbp.gov. Clear is a service that allows travelers to skip the TSA agent asking for IDs and boarding passes before you get to security. Instead, you stop at a kiosk that scans your fingers or eyes. The $179 per year service is now available at 24 airports nationwide and is expanding. You can sign up at participating airports or start the process at clearme.com. But it lets you pass only the first line, which may not be very long, so it's not a replacement for PreCheck or Global Entry. Before you sign up, check the benefits offered by your credit card. Some American Express cards, for example, will issue a credit for the application cost of PreCheck or Global Entry when you charge the fees to that card. My family and I live in an old house. Should I be worried about lead paint? If your house was built after 1978, you don't need to lose sleep over thoughts of lead lurking on your walls because the heavy metal was no longer used as an ingredient in household paint after that year. But the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that about 87% of houses built prior to 1940 contained lead paint. And though the developing nervous systems of children are more susceptible to damage, you should also exercise caution around lead because it has been linked to heart problems in adults. Lead in paint doesn't pose a direct danger unless it's deteriorating or be scraped or sanded. If you're planning to hire a painting contractor, a 2008 EPA rule requires that they be certified in lead-safe work practices. Ask to see their accreditation and what steps they plan to take. Plan it to do it yourself? You can test for lead with an EPA-recognized lead paint test. Available at home centers. There are two on the market, 3M Lead Check Swabs and ESA Tech D's Lead. Both are 95% accurate when used properly, according to the EPA, says Michael Hansen, Ph.D., senior scientist at CR. For a video on how to test, go to cr.org/lead0118. You can also hire an EPA-certified professional. The agency keeps a list of approved pros at epa.gov/lead. The most useful things to say to Alexa all day long. This is, of course, if you own an Alexa. Speaking aloud in your home to voice assistant. By the way, this is a little aside. We have found here that the reading service, that several of our blind folks that work with us and volunteer with us and such, have found Alexa or one of those things to be extremely valuable. So if you have the ability to buy one or have one on hand, certainly look into it because they're really a great thing for a visually impaired person. Speaking aloud in your home to voice assistants such as Amazon Alexa, Apple Siri, or Microsoft's Cortana, or Google Assistant is quickly becoming the new normal. Built into smart speakers like the Amazon Echo Plus, in the picture here, many users know these ladies can tell you a joke or say something sassy. But did you know that Alexa can also read your ebook aloud or order takeout? Say Alexa, then use these key phrases and coordinating apps known as Skills to find out just how useful she can be in a day. 7 a.m., after asking for the weather, say, Alexa, inspire me. When you enable the Inspire Me skill, you'll hear a quote from figures such as Maya Angelou. 7:30 a.m., what's my commute like? 9 to 8 a.m., if your calendar is linked, say, what meetings do I have today? Noon, what are your deals today? Want to act on one? Say, order that. 3 p.m., add eggs to my grocery list. 5 p.m., I need a 15-minute chicken recipe. 7:05 p.m., burn the chicken. Alexa, order a cheese pizza from Domino's. 9 p.m., set my alarm for 6 a.m. 9:15 p.m., if you have smart light bulbs, say, turn off the kitchen lights. 9:30 p.m., read my Audible book. You can also ask Alexa to read your Kindle. 10 p.m., I need to relax. Alexa will offer sleep-inducing sounds, such as a babbling brook. Intelligent High Beams, cool product feature of the month. If you haven't been in the market for a new car lately, you might not know that high beam assistance are offered on many models, including those from Audi, BMW, Honda, Kia, Lexus, and Toyota. Smart headlights automatically switch the high beams on when your car is on a dark road, then instantly switch back to normal beams when they sense headlights of an oncoming car, or the taillights of a car in front of you. You won't have to frequently adjust the headlight controls. To watch our test drive video of the Lexus RX in action, go to cr.org/LexusRX0118. Time travel. Vacuums. For insert on more rating CR report, 1936. CR published reported at vacuums back when you bought them from door-to-door salesmen. Hoover Wright was one of the very first brands on the market. 1945. Vacuums were considered luxury items well after World War II, when they became more common. 1954. The Wizard 830 canister vacuum got a CR Best Buy recommendation at $69.95. In 1974, the earliest version of the household version cleaner, the Mud System, was first introduced by Black & Decker. 1979, the first Ghostbuster made its market. 1983, James Dyson created the first bagless vacuum cleaner called the G-Force. 1989, 6 years later, our testers still prefer models with bags, especially self-sealing ones, for neat and tidy emptying. 2002, the Roomba, an autonomous vacuum sold by iRobot, is introduced, ushering in an era of hands-free models, then YouTube videos of cats riding on them. In 2017, the Dyson Absolute V8 vacuum cleaner for $600. Today, the Dyson V8 is our highest-scoring stick vacuum, and a Kenmore is our top upright. How we test smartphones. Every phone in our ratings undergoes a rigorous testing process that evaluates battery life, water resistance, camera quality, and more. Testers also give the phones a ride in a specialized tumbler above. They show a tumbler up here, which is really kind of an interesting-looking gear. It's on a set of wheels, and it looks like a big number one, but it's obviously got stripes on the side of it, and it can spin. As the tumbler rotates, it drops the phone 2.5 feet onto a hard surface. Phones are examined after 50 drops. If they're still intact, they're subject to 50 more. When we tested an all-glass Samsung Galaxy Note 8, for example, the back cracked during the first 50 drops. The display broke between 50 and 100. In general, all glass phones haven't fared as well as the tumbler as those with plastic or metal backs, says lead phone tester Richard Fiesen. But there's an easy solution. Even an inexpensive case radically reduces the chances that an all-glass phone will break if you drop it. Face-off. Pick your pan, big bucks versus budget. The Swiss Diamond at 95, now show frying pans now, Swiss Diamond at 95, or the Green Pan Paris for 50. 9.5-inch versus a 10-inch. The material, they're both aluminum. Their cooking evenness is good for... The ratings don't make a whole lot of sense here. Oh, here we go. The ratings for the aluminum is good. The one for the expensive one is good. The one for the less expensive one is okay. No non-stick food relays, good for the aluminum, for the Swiss Diamond, and good also for the Green Pan. Non-stick durability, both of them are excellent. Ease of cleaning. The Swiss Diamond is a little better than the less expensive one. Handle temperature, actually the more expensive one is not as good as the less expensive one. And handle sturdiness, and then there's just a switch. The more expensive one is a little sturdier than the less expensive one. 25% of CR scribers who brought and replaced a laptop in the last 3 years still have their old one sitting around the house unused. And if that's you and that old laptop still works and you're ready to declutter, go to computerwithcauses.org to donate it. But first, be sure to wipe out your data using our guide at cr/Wikipedia, wipe laptop 0118. If it's broken, check out Goodwill Industries International and Dell's Joint Technology Recycling Program at dellreconnect.com. What's hot in heaters? That makes sense, doesn't it? Electric space heaters are great for keeping your toes toasty or giving a drafty room a cozy glow. We test space heaters for features that matter most to consumers, starting with their ability to do things well. How to heat a standard-sized room like a family room, as well as a person's spot heating in 15 minutes. Our spot heating test uses a mannequin's wired with sensors, says Chris Reagan, who oversees the testing. We want to know how your body will feel within 4.5 feet of the appliance. For room heating, we gauge how quickly the heater works by taking the average temperature from various points of the whole room. We also give products a fire safety score, which includes checking to see whether the unit overheats, whether it presents a danger of igniting a piece of fabric, such as a curtain, or whether it burns itself off via sensor if it overheats or gets knocked over. We do not recommend purchasing a space heater with a poor fire safety score. We also check to see how hot the surface gets so you don't hurt your fingers. Because it's safest to keep space heaters on the floor, a remote control is handy to have in a model as these four do, and we'll mention those in a second, especially if the knobs and dials are low to those less stooping and squinting at the settings. We also rate how quiet each model is. Take extra note of this score if you'll be using the heater in a room where you watch TV or listen to music. Our tests of more than 40 small and large models turned up several smart options at a range of prices. The four here are great picks for both room and spot heating, and they include important safety and convenience features. Bear in mind that electricity is the most expensive way to heat, so these small units can leave you with a big utility bill unless they're used wisely. The Dyson AM09 small space heater for $450 gets an 85 overall rating. The stylish Dyson earned an excellent overall score, though it wasn't the quietest model in our test. And it's kind of a cool-looking thing. It almost looks like something out of a spaceship. The LifeSmart ZCHT101US large space heater is $80. It got an 81 overall score. The lowest price of our top-rated large heater, this model warms a room and a person equally well and got impressive marks for safety and convenience. It does not look as stylish as either any of the other three. Lasco, Designer Series 6435, small space heater for $45, got a 78. This heater warms a room or a person quickly. Its overall fire safety scores are very good, but it won't automatically turn off if accidentally tipped over. The wide base design makes it quite stable, however. And actually, this is interesting because it looks like a Coke bottle almost turned upside down in a metal stand. The Honeywell H980 large space heater for $170. Overall scores a 77. The quiet Honeywell impressed in both the room and spot heating tests. Its fire safety performance was outstanding, plus it has a timer. Who's topped in store-prepared foods? According to our supermarket survey of 57,805 subscribers, sorry about that, these six chains got to top marks for store-prepared foods. Wegmans, Publix, Costco, I don't know, Testival, I never heard of that one, and Dierbergs and Mara's. Those are obviously not local to our area. Your oven. Do more with your oven. Sansbook. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. Had a technical problem here. Do more with your oven. The Samsung NVS51K. This Wi-Fi-enabled Samsung at $2,350 is two ovens in one. Using an included side-in partition, you can create and control two distinct cooking zones with different temperatures. This allows a multitasking chef to bake a dinner entree at the same time as, say, an appetizer or dessert. CR's take. The partition is easy to use and effectively creates two cavities, but you need to store the divider when it's not in use. Also, the oven has only one door, so you need to be mindful of temperature drops when you pull out a dish from just one of the zones. The other one is the Jennair JW3430. Priced higher than the Samsung, this oven at $3,700, I'll say, is also Wi-Fi enabled with tablet-like touchscreen controls. But this model also has Jennair's Culinary Center, which shows you recipes and photos and imparts cooking tips, like what color a medium-rare filet should look like. CR's take. With smart tips and a nice interface, we think the Culinary Center is useful. The phone app can also check on food remotely with a temperature probe. But unless you make a lot of roast, you probably won't use that feature very much. Best tires by region. Considering the kind of weather we've been having recently, this is not a bad idea. Our survey of 48,500 subscribers on tire retailer satisfaction found that regional differences may drive what consumers value in a car tire. This map shows the top tire buying priorities in the U.S. by one state, all are traction, all weather grip brand, and the length of warranty. Just locate where you live and check for one of the best located car freeds. And it's coded by three different shades of green. Okay, the best, and we are basically in the length of tread wear warranty area. The Michelin tires and the Pirelli tires are the best. We don't really need the big, heavy traction stuff. The all-weather grip, the Michelin Defender, Continental Pure Contact, and Pirelli also are very important. 100 calories looks like. The movie theater-sized package of candy may seem like a reasonable portion, says Amy Keating, registered dietitian, a Consumer Reports dietitian. But one box usually contains several hundred calories, and it's all too easy to keep dipping your hands into a box or tub of popcorn when you're engrossed in a film. Keating suggests treating yourself to about 100 calories worth of snacks by using our chart of popular Concession Stand goodies guide. For more than 100 calorie comparison, go to cr.org, movie candy 0118. 12 Haribo gold bearers, 25 Reese's Pieces, 5 Swedish Fish, 40 Snow Caps, 10.4 cups of popcorn, that's not very much, 2.4 cups, 4 Twizzlers, or 8 Milk Duds equals 100 calories. The best time to buy: soundbars. Prices tend to drop at Super Bowl Sunday draws near. Televisions. Discounts are almost as good at the end of January as they are at Black Friday. And treadmills. Fitness items, even big ones, get deep discounts this month. Recalls. Dishwashers. Expanding a previous recall, BSH Home Appliances is recalling about 408,000 Bosch, Gaggenau, Jennair, and Thermador dishwashers. The power cord could overheat and catch fire. The dishwashers are sold in stores and online from January 2013 through May of 2015 from $850 to $2,600. What to do? Stop use and call BSH at 888-965-5813 to arrange for a free inspection and repair. Musical toys. Kids Preferred is recalling about 580,000 Carter's Child of Mine, Guess How Much I Love You, and Just One, You Wind Up Musical Toys. The metal post and or handle can detach, posing a choking hazard. The toys were sold in stores online from January 2016 through August 2017 for $11 to $20. What to do? Stop use immediately. Call Kids Preferred at 888-968-9268 or go to kidspreferred.com for a free replacement toy. Fire extinguishers. Kid is recalling about 37.8 million portable fire extinguishers that become clogged or require excessive force to discharge and can fail to activate, including 134 models made between January 1, 1973 and August 5, 2017, and models previously recalled in March 2009 and February 2015. They were sold nationwide and online from $12 to $200. What to do? Call 855-271-0773 or go to kidd.com, that's K-I-D-D-E.com, to request a free replacement. And I'll insert a little editorial thing in here. I did that. I have one of those fire extinguishers, and I did it online, and it took about 3 weeks, and I got a new fire extinguisher. It was very easy to do, very simple. You just had to find the number on the fire extinguisher and put it in there and enter it. There's no question about it. They'll send you a new one. Kids' dishes. Playtex is recalling about 3.6 million plates, children's plates and bowls, because the clear plastic layer on them can peel from the surface and pose a choking hazard to young children. The dishware was sold at stores nationwide and online at Amazon.com from October 2009 through August 2017 for about $2.50 per item and $15 for the set. What to do? Call Playtex at 888-220-2075 or go to PlaytexProducts.com for a full refund. BMW vehicles. BMW is recalling about 740,561 vehicles because the positive crankcase ventilation PCV valve heater may short-circuit, increasing the risk of fire. Models include the 2007 5 Series wagon, 2000 and 2008 Z4 Coupe, 2007-2011 X3 SAV, 2000-2011 X5 SAV, 2000-2011 3 Series sedan, wagon, coupe, and convertible, the 2000-2011 5 Series sedan, the 2000-2011 Z4 Roadster, and the 2008-2011 1 Series Coupe and Convertible. Enter your VIN number at bmwusa.com/recall. Resistance tubes. Dick's Sporting Goods is recalling about 207,000 fitness gear latex resistant tubes because they can break while you're using them and strike you. They were sold at Dick's Sporting Goods stores and websites from September 2015 through August 2017 for $15 to $80. Stop using the tubes and return them to any Dick's store for a full refund if you have a receipt for store credit without one. Product updates. Clean Sweep. Robotic vacuums offer a hassle-free way to keep your floors neat, but they won't be replacing conventional vacuums altogether anytime soon. Imagine relaxing with a cup of coffee and the paper on a Saturday morning as your vacuum runs itself under the sofa and media console, gobbling up dust bunnies and fur balls before moving on to the kitchen where it nabs crumbs from last night's dinner. An hour later, it beeps to let you know it has completed its rounds. You triumphantly check one chore off your to-do list without having broken a sweat. Robotic vacuums can make that fantasy a reality. They're far from perfect, just ask our staffer, whose robot vac smeared a forgotten bagel topped with cream cheese and grape chili into the carpeting throughout her house. That's got to have been funny. But they perform well enough to be the fastest-growing floor care category. Annual sales are forecast to rise from $1.5 billion in 2016 to $2.5 billion by the end of 2021, according to research by Future Market Insights. Robotic vacuums are also gaining in popularity with CR subscribers. A recent survey shows that nearly 10% of the vacuum respondents purchased since 2016 are robotic, versus just 1% of the models bought in 2010. What bots do best? Essentially, the working of an upright robotic vacuums are outfitted with the two or three wheels and a small motor that propels them around the house and suctions while brushes or rollers sweep debris into an industrial dustbin no bigger than a quart of milk. Some have added features such as Wi-Fi connectivity to allow you to operate the machines remotely and to increase their effectiveness. Robotic vacuums depart from and return to a docking station that also acts as a battery charger. In our test, which we conduct in a 12 by 16 foot space that stimulates a furnished room, some vacuums stop cleaning at 14 minutes and other mice run for nearly 2 hours. Robotics are best for uncluttered rooms with bare floors or low pile rugs, says Susan Booth, CR's lead vacuum test engineer. They generally use more power to navigate over thick carpet, Booth explains, which can accelerate the drain on the battery. The thicker the pile, the more difficult the robot has, and the more battery power it uses, which means it may dock before it has cleaned the entire space, she says. Some are smart enough to return to where they stopped and finish the job, but none are yet able to see whether they have missed a spot or, not surprisingly, climb stairs. Making your bot feel at home. A robotic vacuum will dutifully clean floors without any assist from its owner, but some prep is still required. Before yours begins its work, you'll need to secure any loose cords and pick up socks, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or anything else that might get caught in the brush or roller. If you'd like the vacuum to skip an area of your home, such as a playroom, you can close the door to create a physical barrier or rope it off virtually with magnetic boundary strips provided by certain manufacturers. You should also identify areas that the robot won't be able to pass through. This device's exteriors are wrapped in a bumper, so they won't damage furniture, but be mindful that any tip or decor that the vacuum gently bumps against a wall, a table, or shelf, will any lamps, vases, or stacks of magazines fall? Though earlier versions of robotic vacuums used to take an occasional tumble downstairs, most of today's models come equipped with a so-called cliff sensor, so you can run them on an upper floors without worrying about their demise. Robotic vacuum cleaners use various navigation methods depending on the manufacturer and model. The bots may move in what looks like a random fashion or in patterns usually grid-like that kick in according to certain variables. Our tests have shown that the various approaches to navigation can be equally effective in terms of cleaning, Booth says. One thing to keep in mind, robotic vacuums use a method such as low-frequency radio signals or an infrared beam to find the docking station. If your vacuum loses contact with the dock by, say, moving through multiple rooms in a ranch home, it might go AWOL and end up in an open closet or stuck under a bed. Though our test didn't reveal too many errors, our engineers did come to work one day to find a model missing. A search party later discovered that the vac had made its way into a lab down the hall. For all the convenience that robotic vacuums offer, our tests show that they can't match the power of or clean as thoroughly as a good old-fashioned vacuum. Still, they can perform well enough to earn their place in a home. Robot vacuums can be a hands-free way to maintain your floors daily, removing surface debris between the times you use a full-size vac for deeper cleaning, Booth explains. They could also potentially lessen the amount of time you have to spend running your full-size vac. iRobot, which makes the top-selling Roomba brand, says its robotic vacuums can save owners as much as 110 hours of cleaning a year, or about 2 hours each week. Uprights, which are powered by a cord or by a stackable battery, aren't always easy to maneuver around a dining table or underneath a bed. Robotic vacuums still have an advantage. The ones we've tested are about a foot in diameter and range from 3.5 to 5.5 inches tall, allowing them to scoot farther under furniture and reach spots the bulkier uprights can't. Can a RoboVac spy on you? Several robotic vacuum cleaners come with smartphone apps. These apps are not necessary to operate the vacs, but they're useful for scheduling or remotely starting or stopping cleanings, checking a robot's progress, or viewing maps of the vacuum's path around your home to see whether it has missed any spots. In July 2017, privacy advocates took notice when Reuters reported that iRobot CEO Colin Angle said that the mapping information as a Roomba robotic vacuums collect might one day be sold to tech companies. Reuters subsequently updated the article, saying iRobot might share the data free of charge. James Bousman, the company's public relations manager for North America, told Consumer Reports that iRobot won't be sending its data to third parties, at least for now. iRobot believes that in the future, this information could provide even more value for our consumers by enabling the smart home and the devices within it to work better, but always with explicit consent. iRobot is not alone. Many robotic vacuum manufacturers are now recording the paths their appliances upload them to a server. You can then view that data at the company app on your smartphone. Vacuum data isn't the most sensitive in the world, says Justin Bookman, CR's Director of Consumer Privacy and Technology Policy. These maps may be rudimentary now, but it seems likely that they'll continue to improve over time in order to more efficiently clean your home. It would be nice if these companies made affirmative promises not to sell your information. If you worry about the privacy of your data, don't use the app when you set up your device. Or if you're already using the machine, you can turn off the robotic vac's Wi-Fi. The trade-off, you'll no longer receive cleaning data such as maps of the vacuum's path, or be able to control the vac from your phone. For instructions on how to turn off the Wi-Fi, go to cr.org/robovac-wifi-0118. A dirty look. How does the cleaning power of a robotic vac compare with those of a traditional model? In our labs, we ran a top-rated upright and a top-rated robotic vacuum over several squares of medium pile carpet, each embedded with 100 grams of talc and sand. The mild dynamic U1 cat and dog upright picked up more than half the debris. The Samsung PowerBot SR20H9051 series picked up less than 20%. Proving that for deep cleaning, that bot is no match for the traditional model. Note we use different protocols to test different types of vacuums, so the overall scores in this case aren't really comparable. Vacuums that will sweep you off your feet. Set it and forget it appliances, these solo sweepers keep the floors groomed and free of debris between deep cleaning with conventional vacuums. EcoVacs, D-Bot M88, $450, got a score of 86. Excellent on carpeting and bare floors, this model is also quiet and has the lowest profile of any model we've tested at 3.3 inches tall. It can make its way under even low-slung furniture. iRobot Roomba 890, I like that name, $500, score of 86 as well. This mid-price vac automatically adapts to different floor surfaces for effective cleaning. Note we had to remove cat hair from the rollers manually. Yuli, RoboVac 11, $250, got an 81. Excellent on carpet, very good on bare floors, and low enough at 3.5 inches that it can be used under most furniture. The runtime is a relatively long 95 minutes, and the bot does a decent job sucking up pet hair. The Nido BotVac D3 connected, $400, got a 76. A powerful and quiet vacuum that does an excellent job on bare floors and a very good job on carpeting and didn't pull the fringe on our rugs. It has a short average runtime of 15 minutes. An upright. Hard to beat deep cleaning carpeting, uprights come in bagged and bagless varieties, while plenty of power attachments for cleaning upholstery and chores. The Kenmore Elite Pet Friendly 3150 at 350 got a 74. This bagged upright excels at removing embedded dirt from carpets and performs well on bare floors. Also great at trapping dust key for allergy sufferers. The Kenmore Pet Friendly Crossover at 250. Excellent on bare floors and pet hair, this bagless model is great at trapping dust and has an impressive suction when cleaning with tools. Hoover Wind Tunnel Max at 180. Lightweight and moderately priced, this bag model performs impressively on bare floors and carpet, and superbly at pet hair pickup. The Miley Dynamic U1, $500. It's pricey, but this bag model is one of the quietest we tested. It excels at capturing dust and does a great job picking up pet hair. Stick. Mostly for quick jobs between conventional vacuum sessions, these lightweight vacs come battery-powered and corded versions and are best for surface cleaning. The Bissell Air Ram 1984, $200. 91 that scored. This model excelled in our carpet, bare floor, noise, and pet hair tests. It runs for 47 minutes on a charge and does not convert to a hand vac. The Dirt Devil Power Stick, $80. Scored at 88. This quiet model comes with a 26-foot cord, converts to a hand vac, and excels at cleaning carpet, bare floors, and pet hair. Dyson V6, cord-free at $300. Scored a 77. Cleans almost as well as but costs $200 less than the Dyson V8 Animal, which has an overall score of 93. Runtime for the V8 averages 13 minutes. Kenmore 1035-1, 74. It's $150. Excellent at cleaning pet hair. This quiet cordless model does a good job at carpet and is very good on bare floors. Runtime is about 16 minutes. Then here's the ratings on the robotic vacuums. The Samsung PowerBot got a 91. The EcoVax District got an 85. The iBot Roomba got an 86. I'm sorry, the EcoVax got an 86 too. The iRobot Roomba 680 got an 84. The UFi RoboVac 11 got an 81. And the rest got slightly lower ratings. The Dito BoutVac, the iRot Roomba 980, the Neat Bobatic Connected D602, the EcoVax D-Lot, the Nito Robotic, and several others all got reasonably good scores till we get down to the Hoover, the Bissell, the Dyson, and the Hoover Quest. Hoovers did not do well in this rating. Product updates. Are you ready for your upgrade? The latest smartphones have screens as vivid as the best TVs, cameras that will make your social media star, and sophisticated new security features that will even survive an unplanned dip in the bathtub. Welcome to the latest mobile marvels, the Samsung Galaxy F8 and S8. High-tech security features. Fingerprint spanners are a convenience feature on many recent smartphones. For consumers, it's a lot faster to unlock the screen by touching a sensor than by typing in a string of numbers. The newest biometric commands controls could even be quicker to use. You can unlock Samsung's Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, and Note 8 by scanning your face or iris, for instance, and the LG V30 includes both face and voice recognition. Not all biometric features offer the same security. That's why Samsung allows users to authorize a money transfer with its Samsung Pay service using its iris or fingerprint scan, or, of course, a PIN, but not with facial recognition. One potential risk with the facial recognition is that criminals could use a photograph to unlock your phone, though they need a very clear image of your face. Apple says the new Face ID system on the iPhone X, released in November, makes the phone much harder to trick. The company also says the system incorporates technology, including infrared imaging and advanced processing, to create a 3D mathematical model of your face. Apple puts the odds of someone being able to unlock your iPhone X at 1 in a million, making it safer than the company's Touch ID fingerprint system, which is absent from the iPhone X. The jury is still out on such claims and on bigger questions, whether the consumers will like using the new biometric technologies. Water resistance. Dropping a phone in a puddle or, yike, a toilet used to be enough to destroy it. Today, most high-end phones offer some kind of water resistance. The Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, and Note 8, and all Apple iPhones since the 7, have proved the water resistance claims in our testing. We hadn't tested the iPhone X by press time. Look for results in next month's issue. Consumer Report tests water resistance by lowering phones into a water-filled tube. A model passes and survives a dunk as deep and as long as the manufacturer claims it can without being damaged. Typically, it's just a few feet of water for 30 minutes, but water has a habit of taking time to do its damage, so the phones are tested when they come out of the water and over the following 72 hours. Remember that water resistance doesn't mean go for swimming, says Richard Fisco, Consumer Reports, head of market smartphone testing, and liquid is not covered by most standard warranties. Buy one of these phones, though, and there's little need to fret that if you accidentally drop it in a puddle or the toilet or run it through the washing machine like I did mine. OLED screens. TVs with these screens have done great in Consumer Reports testing, in part because they produce deep black levels that allow essentially unlimited viewing angles. On a phone, you get the same benefits, and OLEDs can bring a new level of vividness in videos, phones, and games. You can find OLEDs in Samsung's Galaxy S8, S8, and Note 8 phones, along with the LG 4FV30 and the Google Pixel 2 phones. The X is the first Apple phone to have one. OLED screens tend to cost more than the LCDs used on most phones, and that can drive up the purchase price. Whether or not an OLED is worth the extra money largely depends on how you use the phone. If you watch a lot of videos and movies on your phone, an OLED could be an improvement, Sofisco said. There's not really one way to know how much you'll notice improvement or care about it before buying a phone for its OLED screen. Compare it to a traditional phone to see if you think it's a different worth paying for, he advises. Portrait mode. People love their phones on social media, as evidenced by the active monthly Instagram views from 1 million to 800 million today. Phone numbers are taking note. Phone makers are taking note. This year, several of them introduced a portrait mode that lets you take pictures with a clearly focused subject and a blurred background, creating an arty effect known as bokeh that is certain to win loads of likes whether you share your photos. Samsung's Galaxy Note 8, along with Apple's iPhone 7 Plus 8 Plus, do this through the use of two lenses. Google's Pixel 2 phones, which haven't tested yet, have a portrait mode but just one lens. Lots of software magic to accomplish the effect. And with that, we've about run out of time for today's broadcast of the Reader's Digest of Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. We would like to thank all of our past sponsors for their generous contributions to the Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions or would like to be a sponsor, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long and next time, and thanks so much for listening.